Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. You know, Chris, I think we're going to start a four-part series with this episode about life's challenges. So we're going to call them Abiding Above Life Challenges. And the first one we're going to talk about, we've all had this, we've all felt this, we will feel this again, and that is discouragement. There's a lot to be said about discouragement.
Yes, it's common to man. And so because you feel discouraged or you've gone through a season of discouragement, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It's typical. It happens. Sometimes you go for long periods of time and you don't really deal with discouragement. And then sometimes something happens in life. It could be a relationship that's gone the wrong way, or it could be some event in your life and you just feel discouraged.
Like you said, it happens to everybody, man, and no one's going to escape discouragement, whether it's something happens outside or, like you said earlier, it's common to man. Everybody is going to go through that at one point or another. It's really how you deal with it as you are going through it.
You know, there's temporary discouragement. It's just part of life. But then there's extended discouragement. This is something kind of different. And I want us to look at this. How in the world do you deal with discouragement in life? And so for the child of God, it causes us to lose our focus on our Father in heaven, and we begin to try to figure things out in and of ourselves. And I believe, Mark, that's where we kind of get off, and it becomes a prolonged discouragement when we get the focus on the problem and off the Lord. And so I tell people, sometimes when you find yourself in a time of discouragement, to picture a circle in your mind's eye, and that circle is Christ. And picture yourself as his child in the circle. And then I tell them to keep these words in mind, that God alone and what God provides for me is all that I need. And I rest in that. And you'll find that the discouragement begins to fade away.
Yeah, I think prayer, obviously, getting outside of yourself and involving Christ in that and knowing that, first of all, you're not alone. Second of all, you're not the only person that's gone through this. And three, you have an intercessor on your part that you can reach out to. So you're not alone. Discouragement, like I said, everybody's going to feel it. But knowing that there's Christ that you can turn to should alleviate that a little bit.
Yeah, basically, if you think about it, Mark, it's like a trust issue. I'm either going to trust God in this, or I'm going to trust my feelings in this.
Right.
And we know that feelings are fickle. Feelings are like a football. You never know which way they'll bounce.
No.
And so we can't go on our feelings. We have to go on putting our trust in the facts of the Word of God and also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as He walks us through these things. And so you say, well, what in the world is good about disappointment? Well, when we feel disappointed, but we're still keeping our focus on God in the disappointment, we begin to realize that our delight in life has become more wrapped up in temporal things than in an eternal God who loves us and gave himself for us. And that eventually causes discouragement. And so we have to set our mind on the things above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, and not on the things that are here on this earth. Because our life is hidden with Christ in God. And we need to keep our focus there, and we'll find ourselves moving on past the discouragement.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.